Yes, madam, it was all left to me. Oh, she did look sweet. I did her hair, soft like, round her forehead, all in dainty curls, and just to one side of her neck I put a bunch of most beautiful purple pansies. Those pansies made a picture of her, madam. I shall never forget them. I thought tonight, when I looked at my lady, now, if only the pansies were there, no one could tell the difference. Only the last year, madam, only after she'd got a little, well, feeble, as you might say. Of course, she was never dangerous, she was the sweetest old lady. But how it took her was, she thought she'd lost something. She couldn't keep still, she couldn't settle. All day long she'd be up and down, up and down. You'd meet her everywhere, on the stairs, in the porch, making for the kitchen. And she'd look up at you and she'd say, just like a child, I've lost it, I've lost it. Come along, I'd say, come along and I'll lay out your patience for you. But she'd catch me by the hand, I was a favourite of hers, and whisper, find it for me, Alan, find it for me. Sad, wasn't it? No, she never recovered, madam. She had a stroke at the end. Last word she ever said was, very slow, look in the, look in, and then she was gone.